In the hot summer month of July, when I was 11 years old, my father left a career in structural engineering and moved the family to another state to open a donut shop. It was a family business, in a manner of speaking. Every family member worked in the shop over the years, but some worked more than others. My parents worked the most. Between me and my three brothers, two older, one younger, we also contributed a significant number of hours to making the business run. But in terms of the labor provided by the four boys, I probably contributed the most. When I was 12, I literally begged my mother to teach me how to finish the donuts. For a wage of $1 an hour, it seemed to me like I had struck it rich. One of my older brothers, by only 22 months, Wayne, thought I was crazy. Who would want to work in a donut shop with their parents? In Wayne's case, he had at least 100 better things to do. Some of those things were illegal, like taking joyrides at night in my dad's car years before he was old enough to get a license. Eventually, Wayne's antics became so serious that my parents sent him away to military school for his last year of high school. This was not so much a decision as it was an act of desperation. Kids in small businesses present a real catch-22. Sometimes kids can make the business run, but frequently their presence underscores a tough reality. There is little time to parent. When Wayne went away to military school, it meant that my parents had to rely on me even more to work in the donut shop. And for the most part, I didn't mind. That's the opening to today's book, Rolling in Dough, Lessons I Learned in a Donut Shop, by Glenn G. Sparks. As the back of our book tells us, one boy, 8 million donuts. It's a dream come true for Glenn Sparks' dad, a family-run donut shop that will inspire the family to fulfill the American post-war dream. Upward mobility, everyone working together for a shared goal, and donuts! What could go wrong? Quoting a famous Paul Simon lyric, Sparks tells us, quote, without noticing what was happening, my dad plunged onward and upward. There is a principle of new technology that some have written about that can be summed up by a lyric from Paul Simon's hit song, Slip Sliding Away. You know, the nearer your destination, the more you're slip sliding away. The idea behind the principle in new technology is that when human beings create solutions for certain problems, the solutions they create end up causing problems worse than the ones the solutions were intended to solve. I believe something like this may have been operating in those early days when my dad developed the donut route concept. More on that in a moment. Well, of course, plenty could and does go wrong in this family saga in the rollicking fun tradition of many mid-20th century classics, whether they're in print or on the screen. Rolling in Dough is a delightful 20th century reminiscence of growing up and living beyond a family business. And it's set right here in the Midwest. Granted, the names of the donut shop and the iconic businesses and streets that are nearby have been changed for the book. The story begins, as you heard, with Sparks as a mere slip of a boy. One of his brother's elementary school grades are suffering. His father becomes convinced because of the boy's time-eating newspaper route, perhaps you remember those, that dad, ever hopefully he can teach his sons the value of hard work and earning money and have a family-run business that will make spending time with family something easier and more of a daily routine for everybody, starts a donut route. The donut route will allow his kids to take donuts that have been pre-ordered to folks on Sunday morning, eventually become Saturday morning, so that folks can open their doors at breakfast time and have fresh donuts ready to eat. But as the orders flow in every Friday evening by phone and then are delivered, as I noted, on Saturday mornings by Sparks' brothers and some 20 other kids at its height, Sparks' dad and mom become so engulfed in their second career of donut deliverers that they decide to take this new bull by the horns and make the donuts themselves, cutting out the always unreliable middleman bakeries. And so it goes that Glenn's dad finds enough cash to purchase the $50,000 buy-in with a national donut franchise. Now, granted, $50,000 is a lot today. It was even more back in the middle of the last century when Sparks' dad came up with the cash. He had as Sparks can remember a silent investor who helped him buy in. And the story, and Glenn Sparks' new life as the son of an entrepreneur, is off and running at a pell-mell pace. The newly franchised donut business begins as a truly family-run affair, as you heard there at the opening. Dad, the owner, sometimes baker, always fill in when needed staffer, which turns out to be often. Mom, as counter salesperson when she's not working as the family's stay-at-home mom. And the kids, learning firsthand that a family-run business means business most often comes first and family comes second, as Sparks tells us about a particular Christmas Eve that he remembers. My dad and I would start to close the shop down around 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Once the doors were locked at 5 p.m., I wanted us to be home, celebrating the peace and tranquility of the holiday. But my dad always found something that needed to be done. Every 15 minutes, the phone would ring. It was my mom, telling me to hustle my father along. Couldn't be done easily. My dad could never turn a customer away. If someone failed to recognize that the store was closed and came up to the door, my dad would unlock the door to let the person in and then proceed to sell another cup of coffee or one of the few remaining donuts. Being the conversationalist that he was, my dad couldn't help himself. He was much more interested in chatting with another customer than he was in selling an extra coffee or a donut. I used to have an old photo that I took on one of those Christmas Eves when my dad was busy closing up shop and I had given up trying to pull him away. I will carry that image the rest of my days. It captured forever in my mind my dad's total dedication to making the business a success. The knowledge that I had of the rest of the family sitting home and waiting for his return is very much a part of that picture. It seemed that the harder my dad worked, the more elusive became the prize. Is there a little sour grapes there? Yeah, there's a bit. The story Sparks tells of middle American family life in the 1960s, 70s, kind of the 80s, may well pull at your memories, as they did at mine. Saturday morning TV featuring the daring duo of Sky King, the old and, let's say it, cramped if cute, Volkswagen Beetle that Sparks' dad used to deliver the dozens and dozens and dozens of donuts in those early days of his life as a businessman delivering donuts. The idea of a landline phone as the key communication device folks would use on Friday evening. Those are memories of yore. Equally important is Sparks' advice, warnings, insights into the running of a small business, whether it's family-owned or not. As the son of entrepreneurial parents myself in the later 20th century, I can wholeheartedly endorse Sparks' assertions and memories. The primacy of business over family, unintentional though that may be, the roller coaster of good income and near poverty, the hopes and dreams of the parents that the kids will take over the business, more often than not dashed by the children, opting for careers far from mom and dad's passions, and the pride of remembering how your parents worked their tails off to bring a better present and hopefully a better future to the family as a whole. It's all on display in page after page of this delightful prose. As another reviewer put it, and I'm paraphrasing a bit myself here, quote, "This is a most unusual management book. Sparks says he made millions of donuts. He most emphatically does not say he made millions making donuts." Bookstores in the internet, in the airwaves, in libraries, are full of books by people promising to make you rich quick and explaining how to get there. Sparks' book is a rare example of a book warning you about the darker side of that ambition. Do you have what it takes? Does your idea have what it takes? And are you and your family willing to pay the price? You get double when you read this book. It's a memoir. Rolling in Dough is at times filled with humor, at other times touched with sadness. But always, Rolling in Dough is written with honesty, with love, of family, of donuts, of life, and of being an entrepreneur. If you're thinking of going into business yourself, or you just want to read about someone else whose family did so, I can strongly recommend that you pick this up, give it a read. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's conclude with what Sparks tells us at the conclusion of his book. Quote, "One of the important lessons I took away from the donut years was that family is an extremely important source of strength in facing life's hard times. Close friends are as well. In the final analysis, it proved crucial for my family and me to take this lesson away from the business and to recognize that life isn't over when the business is over. For us, as important as donuts were not everything. As we reach the end of this part of my story, I'll answer the question I get asked most frequently from people who learn about my journey in a donut shop. Do you still like to eat donuts? My answer is unequivocal. I absolutely still like to eat donuts. Glazed ones are my favorite, but I haven't really tasted a donut I didn't like. I've continued my interest in donuts by launching a fan site on Facebook called Fans of Rolling in the Dough. Anyone can request membership. I post periodic news items about donuts on the page. It's amazing how frequently donuts appear in the news. If you join the group, I hope you'll enjoy these posts. Otherwise, I hope you found this book to be an enjoyable part of the time you spend reading. I'm grateful for the chance to tell you my story. And what a story it is. Rolling in Dough, Lessons I Learned in a Donut Shop by a Purdue professor. He's kind of moved beyond donuts now. He's into communications, but in some ways, this donut shop experience served him well for that new journey in life. Glenn G. Sparks wrote it. It's available at all of our fine local public libraries, including, naturally, the West Lafayette Public Library.